Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. So May is Stroke Awareness Month and I have two guests joining me today. I have Dr. Stan Skenetsky. Okay, I'm getting that. I'm slowly getting that. Also known as Dr. Stan, and he's the Medical Director of Wayne Memorial ED. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Morning.
And I have Michelle Cherney. She is the Nurse Manager for the Emergency Department as well as our Outpatient Services. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you today, both of
Wonderful.
You?
Good.
On this sunny morning. So like I said, May is Stroke Awareness Month. Michelle, can you tell our listeners today why Wayne Memorial, we are a certified primary stroke center, but what makes us, a primary stroke center?
Well, being a primary stroke center, we're certified and accredited through DMV, which is a national recognized organization, and we have fulfilled and all the regulatory requirements as a primary stroke center. And as an accredited primary stroke center, this ensures compliance with clinical practice guidelines, evidence-based guidelines, and guarantees that the clinical practice adheres to the national published best practice guidelines for a consistent approach to stroke care.
And that is amazing. So as being a certified primary stroke center, what does that also mean for our community?
For our community, being a primary stroke certified center, this assures that patients, regardless of the geographical area in which they live, receives timely and safe access to stroke care. Wayne Memorial is committed to providing high quality patient care. And as a primary stroke center, Wayne Memorial is equipped to evaluate, provide programs to stabilize and treat patients, and provide emergency care to our stroke patients with any acute stroke symptoms, as well as admit patients at Wayne Memorial for stroke care.
Right. And sometimes when I go out in the community, people sometimes just don't know that. And that's why it's so important to get the word out there, how important we are to the community.
Correct.
And how we can give first-hand treatment for someone having a stroke, correct?
Right, correct.
And we were just awarded the Gold Plus Award.
Right, through the American Heart Guidelines. Through the American Heart Association, with the guidelines, and that is known. That is our database, which all our quality data is entered in, and regionally, all the hospitals are participants and get with the guidelines.
Right, and get with the guidelines, and that means that we have to follow guidelines. We have
right.
to follow standards. We have to meet those standards in order to maintain our certification.
Correct.
And how long is recertification? Every 1 year, 2 year?
Every 1 year.
Right. So we have to meet those standards all
yes.
the time.
All the time.
So thank you both you are both a big part of the team that works here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So we thank both of you for all your work. So Dr. Stan, can you tell our audience what is a stroke?
A stroke primarily is when any part of the brain is not getting an adequate blood supply. And the part of the brain that's not getting the blood supply starts to die. So you have symptoms of the brain tissue dying. There are two basic kind of strokes. One is a bleeding stroke, non-bleeding stroke. Bleeding strokes can be caused by high blood pressure, ruptured aneurysms, and that's usually associated with a headache and stroke symptoms. So that's sort of a different animal. But the main strokes that we could do more about, and that the whole idea of giving of clot busting medications is the thromboembolic strokes. So thromboembolic means that you form a thrombus in the blood vessel itself that causes the blockage and the stroke, or there's something breaks off from somewhere else, like in the heart or the carotid arteries, and it goes downstream into the smaller arteries, gets lodged, and then causes the stroke symptoms. The thrombic type of strokes are caused by, old age, hardening of the arteries. The blood flow through those arteries is so slow sometimes that it just sort of coagulates
mm-hmm.
and causes a blood clot. The embolic ones are ones that you know, if you have plaque in your arteries of your carotid arteries in your neck, they could, those plaques could break off, go downstream, block the artery. Same thing, if you get a, you can get embolus from the heart, atrial fibrillation is one of the major causes of stroke sometimes. A lot of people don't know they're in it, and they, because the heart's not pumping right, you get blood clots form inside the chambers of the heart. Those blood clots break off and go to those little arteries in your brain and cause a stroke. Sometimes it's a big clot, and sometimes it's a big artery. So depending on how severe the symptoms are, you know, gives us options, different treatment options, depending on that. So the first big thing we need to do when the people come in is to determine, is it bleeding versus non-bleeding? Those are certainly treated differently. And then the other ones, the thromboembolic strokes, are the ones that this whole process was designed for, to try to treat them and minimize their disabilities.
So what I'm hearing from you, excuse me, is, you know, there's really no age limit on strokes. I mean, usually they're older, and you mentioned, you know, older individuals, they could be over 60, 70, but you're also seeing younger people. And that's the scary part, because everything you just mentioned can happen pretty much at any time in life. And some of those symptoms, like the buildup of plaque, starts early in life, right? So, so the risk factors, you know, not necessarily age, but it could be lifestyle, correct?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
biggest risk factor is smoking. You know, that really not only affects your chances of increasing, your increased chances of a stroke, but, you know, heart attacks, lung cancers, laryngeal cancers, COPD, you know, all kinds of badness comes from smoking.
Right.
When I become president, it's the first thing I'm going to ban.
Is smoking?
Smoking, yep.
I will help you. I will actually be on your team, because I believe in that too. And, you know, I think with the world today, and unfortunately with COVID, with stress, maybe we are seeing more people pick up smoking that may have not, or smoking more. And that's the scary part, because as a result of that, we will and may see more people with strokes or, you know, heart-related illnesses, because we know that there's a definitely link to that. So, Michelle, if someone is having a stroke and they are out in the community and they call 911 and they're coming here to Way Memorial Hospital, what happens? How quickly do we respond?
Well, we respond pre-hospital. We call a stroke alert. So the team the team members will mobilize in the entrance of the ambulance. So we will meet the patient coming into the hospital. The doctor also will meet the patient and determine whether the patient is taking an acute stroke. If the patient is indeed having acute stroke symptoms, we automatically go to CAT scan and get a CAT scan of their head. And at that point, once we get the CAT scan of the head, the doctor feels that this patient will be a thrombolytic candidate, the clot buster, we have a contract with Geisinger, and we have neurosurgeons available to us 24/7. So we will contact them through telemedicine, and they will be available once the patient returns to the ED. Once a patient returns to the ED, we will do the consult with telemedicine, and if the patient and the ER doctor determines that this patient is taking an acute stroke and is a candidate for thrombolytic therapy, and they're within the window of up to 4 to 5 hours from onset of symptoms, we will give the clot buster. And then the doctors will discuss the case further and determine whether that patient may be a candidate for intervention, which is have a thrombolytic thrombectomy done. And the patient will then be transferred to Scranton if he is a candidate. So it has to happen within the clot buster needs to be administered within 45 minutes of when the patient gets here. And then the timeliness of transfer is of essence for getting the patient out of here to Scranton.
Right. And that's why it's so important that I think our community understands that We are, if you're close to Wayne Memorial Hospital, you want to get here as soon as possible.
Right, because
we have all the capabilities to treat you, you know, to evaluate you, to give you the fastest treatment, because that's what you're saying, fast. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do is we need to act very quickly.
As quickly as we can.
Right. Yes. And again, coming back to those guidelines, those are the things we monitor as a hospital. Those are the things we have to follow in order to maintain our certification.
Right. We have to meet the standards of care, best practice guidelines. Yes, definitely.
Right. And I know, Dr. Stan, just recently in the last 3 months, you've saved many people on a daily basis. I know that. Thank you. But there were two gentlemen, young gentlemen in their 50s, who, you know, I can kind of mention that because that we did, you know, stories on them, look at our, you know, website page, look at our billboards, you know, you saved their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And how does that feel?
The whole system was designed for that. It's great. It's great. These guys are, you know.
They're back to living, fully living functional.
How well it works.
Right. You know? And back to normal lives.
Normal lives.
And that's what's really important is we do save people's lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the risk factors, you talked about number one, stroke. What about other things that people can do? Should they have their cholesterol checked? Should they have their blood pressure controlled? Are those things important also?
Yeah, all of that. You know, stop smoking, alcohol moderation, control your cholesterol, control your blood pressure, control your diabetes. You know, people think, you know, and you mentioned diabetes, they're like, oh, my sugar's high. Well, diabetes is a vascular disease. The injury to your body is your vascular system. Diabetes damages your arteries. You know, they have vision problems, they have strokes, they have heart attacks, they have going to kidney failure, all because of the damage to the arteries. So that's a big thing, you know. The problem with diabetes is it doesn't hurt. When your sugar's high, it doesn't hurt. So people blow it off and they don't worry about it. And but during that time, the damage is being done. So that's a big one.
Right.
You know.
And smoking is a number one cause.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then when some people, okay, so yes, smoking is definitely number one. And then when you have those underlying conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure, it's double the risk factor. Right. That's when I used to do, you know, diabetes. When you talk about, you know, people with diabetes and I would counsel them and you ask them how their blood sugar is, I'm like, oh, they're like 200. I feel great at that point. And I'm just like, well, no, that's not good because internally it's really damaging your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's really important. So what are the signs of a stroke? I know we used the acronym FAST.
Right.
So Michelle, can you kind of tell us?
Five warning signs of a stroke. Sudden onset of weakness or numbness on one side of the body, sudden speech difficulty or confusion, sudden difficulty seeing in one or both of the eyes, dizziness. Dizziness also could be a sign of a stroke, trouble walking or loss of balance, and a severe, as Dr. Skinetsky mentioned, a severe headache with no known cause. That also could be a sign of a stroke.
Mm-hmm. And when anyone experiences any of those symptoms, recommending call 911, correct? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if they're...
We see people every day that wait way, way, way too long.
Right.
And their options are almost nil by the time they come in.
Right, and that's why the fast, the timing is really, really important. So, Michelle, any last words for our audience today?
No, as Dr. Skinevsky, I'm going to sort of branch off what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is that if you have any warning signs of a stroke, don't hesitate. Just come into the emergency room to be evaluated. The sooner the better.
Right.
As we could have a great outcome or we could have
the best thing is call 911. Like I said, we see a lot of people just walk in with having strokes. Sometimes they're here like within 5 minutes of having the symptoms. Sometimes it's a day. Sometimes they're found on the floor and they've been there for days having a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a big variety in it. There's a lot of things that mimic strokes, you know, sugar problems, sepsis, you know, so that's our job to differentiate that, you know, but we can't do that unless you get to the ER.
Get in here, so correct?
Get in here,
Right.
And some things that they could do, you could do just to eliminate or reduce the risk factors is stop smoking, exercise. You know, exercise may start out at minimal, but once you build up your endurance, you know, they could actually, you can exercise and lose weight more.
Mm-hmm.
And eat a healthy diet, limit your salt intake, alcohol, drink less alcohol. They're just some of the things that the individuals could do to reduce their risk factors.
And of course, regular physician follow-ups, you know, seeing your doctor at least once a year, if you're healthy, for all of the maintenance factors. You know, here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, we have primary care. You know, we're affiliated with the community health centers. We have physicians that, you know, are taking new patients. We have dietitians. We have our lab. We have radiology that needs all that follow-up. And best of all, we have an awesome ED. You know, thank you to both of you for you know, working here and giving to our community, really, because
we're here to provide good quality care, high quality care to our community,
and we do. So thank you both for being on the show today, Michelle Cherney and Dr. Stan from Wayne Memorial Hospital, talking about our certified primary stroke center. So thank you again, both.
Thank you.
And again, this is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.